This is Out and About on WCBU Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. With me today in the studio is Daryl Monteith. Daryl joins me today to talk about the Peoria Symphony Orchestra's upcoming concert entitled Unforgettable, featuring the Todd Kelly Quartet and vocalist Judy Page. Daryl, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
So, Daryl, I understand that you are wearing a couple of hats in this concert. Not only are you the pianist who's going to be performing on a number of the different selections, but you also arranged one of the featured pieces on the program.
That's right. Yeah, there's a few different hats. So on the one hand, I'm accompanying Judy and Todd and playing with the other jazz folks on the program. But then we have the Claude Bowling piece that we'll talk more about that my trio is playing with the orchestra, and then arranged one of the pieces for Judy. So the Here's to Life, which is a beautiful ballad. And so we're very excited about all of it. Yeah.
So let's talk about this program. There is this marked progression all the way from Mozart at the beginning, finishing up with Millau's famous Le Boeuf sur le Toit, and kind of centering the whole program at the middle, as you mentioned, is the Suite for Chamber Orchestra and Jazz Piano Trio by Claude Bowling. Why is it significant and important that this piece is right there in the middle of this program, and how does it tie everything together?
Sure. So Bowling wrote a series of pieces back in the 80s that cross over between jazz and classical music. And this suite is a great example of that. And it literally creates a bridge between the two genres. And there are moments in the piece where one bar will be in a very classical style, what people will easily identify as classical music. And then the next bar will be jazz with improvisation. And it gives us that transition point in the concert so that then after the bowling, it's mostly jazz. Before the bowling, it's mostly classical. So it sort of provides that transition point.
There's also another very unique aspect to this piece being performed. I understand that this piece it's rarely performed live, and it's even hard to get the actual orchestral score for the music.
That's right. So the orchestra obtained this score directly from Bowling's office in France, and it's very rare. I think he's got some other crossover suites that are much more commonly played with flute or cello, smaller groups, but this one with the full chamber orchestra and the piano trio is quite rare, and I think there's only his original recording of it in circulation from the 80s. So it's a pretty unique and unusual experience, not only for its crossover characteristics, but just as a piece to hear played live. Yeah.
As a pianist, what are the challenges between going from a piece like Bowling to switching into, you know, the more standard Cole Porter Night and Day, where you're maybe doing more of an accompaniment role with featured vocalist Judy Page?
Sure. So within the bowling as a pianist, I actually have to switch techniques to a certain degree because the skill from a dexterity standpoint is very different from playing, you know, a written line in the classical style to playing an improvised line in the jazz style. And so even within that piece, there's some adaptation that I have to do kind of on and off. When we then will move into the sort of pure jazz part of the evening, you're right, it'll be more of an accompanimental role with the vocalist and Todd on trumpet, and it's more of a traditional jazz small group, really.
Now, if that weren't enough, your role in the concert continues as we go down the program. And the second to the last piece, I understand you actually arranged specifically for this concert and specifically with Judy Page in mind as the vocalist. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. So Here's to Life is a beautiful ballad that I've performed with Judy in small group settings, and she chose it as one of the pieces for this. and the orchestra asked me to arrange it for the orchestra, and it's a beautiful, poignant lyric and melody, and it was a delight to arrange it, and I'm thrilled to hear it played, and I think it'll be a unique opportunity for all of us.
Can you talk a little bit about what it means to the jazz community to have a platform like this, where you get a chance to collaborate with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra and have some of these crossover elements?
Sure. Well, I was thrilled to be involved when on last season when Todd Kelly's band was brought in to play, not with the orchestra, but at an orchestra concert in last February. And then Todd, of course, was asked to be the artist in residence for this year. And as part of that, there's this concert. And it is a great collaboration and sense teamwork within the local arts community for this kind of cross-genre work to occur and for these usually somewhat isolated genres and communities to come together and be able to make music with one another and to the benefit of both sides, you know. And so I think it's a visionary decision for the orchestra to have done this and for George DeLuto to have come up with this fascinating arc of an evening that will be presented with this concert. So we're very excited about it.
I've been talking with Daryl Monteith about the Peoria Symphony Orchestra's next concert entitled Unforgettable, which features a unique collaboration of local jazz musicians, including the Todd Kelly Quartet and vocalist Judy Page. The concert will happen on next Saturday, November 16th at 7:30 p.m. at Grace Presbyterian Church off of Route 91. Daryl, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jen.
And also this weekend, you can catch the regional premiere of Matilda the Musical. The hit Broadway show is based on the beloved children's novel by Roald Dahl. The musical opens tonight at Peoria Players Theater and runs this weekend and next with evening performances at 7:30 p.m. and a Sunday matinee at 2. More information on this and all upcoming arts events can be found by visiting artspartners.net. Out and About is a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.